friend called me this morning and was really upset about something that was going on in their life, something that they could not control the outcome, as far as what was going to happen, with this particular thing. He thought he might be losing his house. He did not pay his bills, and in the past, he had the money to pay his bills. He just chose to spend the money on something else. So this was a big thing for him, and a scary thing for him about where, what's going to happen. And like, if I can't have my property, I don't want to be here anymore. And I just said, take a pause here for a moment. You are more than your stuff. You are so much more than your stuff. And God has a plan for your life. I'm a woman of faith and a big believer in God, and I said, God has a plan for me and God has a plan for you. I also had it shared with me that when we're really uncomfortable about something and we're just so uncomfortable, it's a good time for us to grow and to expand and trust what's next for us on our journey. And whatever the outcome may be, we can have the freedom to choose a different thought, choose a different feeling about what's happening, and lean towards trust and faith, and it's going to be okay, and being calm and staying hopeful. And when we make choices, there are always consequences in life to the choices we make, but it doesn't mean that after the choice, the consequence happened, that we can't now choose another new direction to head and have more joyful consequences or more joyful outcomes in our futures. So just remember, your thought and attitude towards whatever's going on is vitally important, but more than that, you are vitally important.